Elkhart and Goshen Sports Station. You're not wrong. Your opinion just needs an adjustment. Now back to the home stretch with Pat Doherty.
Welcome back here to the home stretch, ESPN Radio 102.7. I'm Pat Doherty alongside Todd Burlidge. Excited to announce here in the next couple of days, we're going to be joined by the Hall of Famer, Mike Lightfoot. He announced his resignation last week after 30 years behind the whistle for the Bethel men's basketball program. He's going to be stepping down at year's end. And almost immediately after announcing that, his team went down to Indiana Wesleyan, the number three team in NAIA basketball, and knocked them off. So that's kind of cool. Also tomorrow, the Behind the Whistle show, 6 to 7, here on ESPN Radio 102.7. We'll be joined by Coach Craig Kaler and the Concord Minutemen football team. Also, don't forget, tonight we have IU basketball. Tomorrow, Chicago Bulls. Friday, it is the Elkhart County High School basketball game of the week. And then on Saturday, we have IU basketball and the playoffs.
Playoffs?
Division round playoffs for the NFL. So great lineup as usual here on ESPN Radio 102.7. All right, so maybe the greatest question of all time is how should we judge and determine greatness? Because, and this is probably one of the best debates, and you can join the debate. We more than welcome your thoughts. Hit us up, 102.7 in your message to 45364. We're live on Twitter at PDESPN and at Todd Burlidge, 2 Ds. How should we measure greatness? Is it championships? In individual sports, it's easy. Individual sports like golf measure greatness by how many tournaments you win and how many majors, the big four majors. But even then, is the field better at those majors? Is that why we deem those more important? Is it just the toughness of the courses? Is that part of it? But it's easy. You win more tournaments. That's the greatest ever, right? I mean, it's pretty simple. How long have you done it? How many tournaments have you won? Individual sports are easy. When it comes to team sports, well, baseball is kind of an individual team sport, so that's kind of an easy one.
They all kind of are, really.
But with baseball, as pitchers, domination, ERA, you can look at wins as a hard one because for years, Felix Hernandez with Seattle, yeah, he's been dominant, but his teams can't put up runs, and he's lost a lot of close ball games as well. But when it comes to coaches, is it victories? Is it championships? Is it impact? In college basketball, I think you get away with impact a little bit. But Johnny Wooden will be known as the greatest basketball coach of all time because of his domination. And then how do you cross it with era? How can you say that the 1991 or 1996 Chicago Bulls, the greatest team of all time? Can you compare that to the 2015 Cavaliers, the 2016 Cavaliers, or the 2016 Golden State Warriors? How can you compare two teams that will never play or two players that will never play? Michael Jordan is known as the greatest basketball player of all time to a lot of people because he is. Now, LeBron James is a fantastic basketball player. In their prime one-on-one, Jordan kills LeBron James.
No way.
Come on.
Give me a break. That's silliness.
He dunks all over him.
Oh, my. Couldn't get around him.
But here's the question, though. How should we determine greatness? Is it championships? Is that the ultimate factor of championships? Because then Dan Marino's not great. But I feel Dan Marino was a great quarterback. Great football player. Never won a championship. Jim Kelly. 4 times over 4. Is he not a great quarterback because he couldn't win the big one? Do we get so caught up on the championship aspect of it? It's like already now, Alabama loses last night. What's wrong with Alabama? What's wrong with Nick Saban? Not the fact that they have dominated college football over the last 8 years. 4 national championships. Nick Saban right now is the best college football coach actively. Alabama's the best college football program. They lost last night. They lost the football game. You tell me 10 games, split it down the middle. Ball bounces one or two different ways. It's a victory for Alabama. But I keep going back to how should we determine greatness? It's an interesting concept because I think we do get way too caught up on championships. Those are nice, and it's a great measurable statistic. But Tom Brady is an interesting dynamic. He will go down as, and maybe when it's all said and done, be the greatest quarterback to ever play the game of football, statistically and as a champion. But is it because of Tom Brady himself or the environment of New England and the coach Bill Belichick?
It's all of it. It's a compilation. What you're asking, it's a great question, but it's all of it. It's sustainability. It's success. It's statistics. It's titles. It's all of it. You know, and when you look at Brady, it's fun to compare him to Joe Montana from the 49er eras. But Tom Brady just does more with less, it seems like. You know, they just keep plugging in different guys and he gets it done. So I think that's even part of it. And that goes to the sustainability. When you're talking about the greats and the best, I think it's all of it, Pat. I think you can't just say, well, he has more titles than he does, so therefore he's a better coach. Well, he has more points than he does, so he's a better player. I think it's all of it, but I think it starts with consistency and sustainability. Those are the two big ones for me. When you have sustained success, consistent success, I think the stats and the titles come along with that, and that's what I go by. When you're talking about the greatest of all time in anything, I think it's consistency and sustainability.
Is it fair, though, in the eras, the games change so much.
Tough call there.
To say that one player, like a Michael Jordan, is better than LeBron James. There's nobody better in the NBA than LeBron James. And there won't be for quite a while. I don't care. Steph Curry's a great shooter. All around, nobody. There is nobody else that makes the block that LeBron made. Jordan wouldn't have made that block. Hands down. I mean, Jordan was a great player all around offensively. I like Jordan as the greatest ever because of what he did elevating the rest of his team. LeBron's getting there. He's matured into more of that player that elevates the level of play of the guys around him. He didn't start that way. And maybe Jordan didn't either. But he grew into being one of the best leaders and players. And LeBron's getting there. I am slowly jumping on the LeBron bandwagon.
Wow, what took you so long? I think when you're comparing...
What took me so long was the way he left Cleveland. And not that he left. I have no problem with him leaving. But holding a press conference to do that drove me nuts.
Yeah, he came back. I think when you compare eras, what you have to do, you have to obviously realize that indeed this group of players, speaking the obvious here, is different from this group of players. But Pat, I think you might agree with me that year in and year out, the players in every sport get bigger, stronger, faster, and better. So if you're going to compare eras, doesn't that mean that the best player of today's era is going to be better than the best player of yesterday's era for those reasons I just gave?
Can't disagree with you at all, Todd. It's one of these type of questions really get my brain and my juices flowing when it comes to sports, because it's different when you compare teams. You look at the undefeated Miami Dolphin team, at least back in that day.
Mm-hmm.
I would put them up against a lot of different teams. But maybe
you look at the build of these guys. And that's just hard to imagine that hold up.
Well, not only that, but the way the game has changed as well.
Yeah, exactly. Fair enough.
And those teams worked for that era, but it's unfair to try to put that up against the New England team of a couple of years ago that almost went undefeated. That team's great in its own right, and the Dolphins will, and I think forever, be the only undefeated team in history. I don't see anybody else making a run like that. Not in today's game. But you're right. Athletes are getting bigger, faster, stronger.
They're changing rules. They're changing equipment. They're changing everything to keep up with the evolution of today's athlete.
And they have to. And that goes to the point I'm trying to make about all of this, and it kind of goes back in a full circle on our topic today about the national championship targeting and those type of things. We need to continue to make rules that are going to help prevent injuries, because these guys are getting way too fast. And my biggest concern with last night's game, and I'm not one to be all about sissifying football, because football is what it is, and it's a great sport. But there's a couple times I was worried for the health of some of the players with the way that Alabama's defense was playing with reckless abandon, and they shouldn't have not played a different way. I wouldn't ask them to play less of a physical game. And that's my the fine line we walk, the tightrope of safety and what football is. And I just hope that they continue to work on both sides of it and don't limit the way the game is. I love a physical defense. I love a guy that's going to come up and hit you. He's going to look you right in the face and be like, I'm coming back. Hey, yeah. I'm here all day, buddy. And then I love a Deshaun Watson who gets his bell rung, just smiles and says, all right, let's go. And then stands in the pocket, delivers a strike for a touchdown. Then looks right back and says, hey, don't care, man.
5 years ago, we wouldn't have thought anything about those hits. They would have just been football hits.
Yep. That's a good point. All right, we're going to take a short break. We come back. The five things you need to know. We'll get you on your way. Again, IU basketball tonight as they take on Maryland. We'll be right back after this short break. I'm Pat Doherty alongside Todd Burlidge. This is The Homestretch here on ESPN Radio 102.